What the fuck? The need for these high-paid, coked-up models no longer exists. Companies like CoverGirl, base, color, and top coat, all combined in one easy, breezy, beautiful cover. Use Halle Berry, Susan Sarandon, Julianne Moore, and Queen Latifah for its advertising campaigns. Fashion magazines like Vogue use Jennifer Aniston and Julia Roberts for their covers. The death of the supermodel was official this week. Not an Anna Nicole Smith joke, leave me alone. One of the last jobs that remained for a supermodel was the cover of the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue. This week, SI announced that the 2007 cover would feature singer Beyoncé. Not to be confused with the actress Beyoncé Knowles, who would never have done this, unless, of course, it meant she would get an Academy Award nomination someday. The selection of Beyoncé shows that Sports Illustrated has no interest in models anymore, and neither do top designers. Flipping through a magazine this weekend, I saw Scarlett Johansson as the new face of Louis Vuitton, and Dakota Fanning as the new Marc Jacobs model. Scarlett Johansson is also in the new Justin Timberlake music video, so she steals modeling jobs, music video slut girl jobs, and boyfriends. Greedy bitch. Same with Dakota Fanning. And what the hell does she need a Marc Jacobs bag for? Makeup? She doesn't wear any. Books? She doesn't go to school. Condoms? Maybe.